Shalayim Daf Yud Dalad Amin Aleph. So continues the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak of Rav Ami, Avinash and Mashai, Rav Ami was sitting together, and they were coming up with various problems over here. And they said like this, Tanin Anayala Gozel, Gozel Atapak Zuri Betokach Shlosha Asar, you can have Shlosha Alko Gozel, the Gozel, the Akadem. So according to this, we're very confused. It says now if you have a Gozel, and you can now plant on the Gozel, that's what we said, and you get in, therefore, 12, 4 on each side, 3 on each side, times 4 is 12, plus 1 in the middle. But I understood up until now why we could only plant one in the middle. We could only plant one in the middle because we needed that extra space, because we needed the distance of the 1.5 on each side, and the Gozel is only 1 tefach high, and leaving a tefach inside of the aruga meant that you only have an aruga 5x5 instead of an aruga 6x6, and that's why we were stuck with having only one min in the middle. But now you're telling me that we're going outside of the aruga, right? Isn't that what you just said? So now the whole question doesn't work out anymore. Because now what we should say is Nisnei Chamisha Be'emza. We should now be able to also have an additional 5 in the middle. Why can't you now have your full 5 minutes inside of the aruga plus your 12 should equal 17, it seems to me. Doesn't that work out better? Says the Gemara, it does. But you're assuming a certain physical assumption, which is a mistake. Your physical assumption is that the gruel is straight down. It's not straight down. The gruel is lumati mishisha. What happens is that, I mean, they're not made out of wood, they're made out of dirt. They're made out of dirt, they're not going to get a 90 degree angle. They're going to come down a little bit. If they come down a little bit, and in fact, they're going to end up being mamayit, the middle area. So it won't help you.
No matter what you have, I think that this party closer in and not at the edge of the end of this. So that it goes up from here, but this is the edge, not that it goes down from there. Might not make any sense. If you start a wall where you started, if this is where the thing, if it goes like that, angling out versus going like starting here and angling here.
Right, but that's not our case. Our case is that the Gozel is now one step up from the middle area. That's by definition. The case is that we've extended the aruga by one step up, which is the Gozel.
Right.
And the Gozel is one step up on top, which means the aruga is now less than shisha. These are just the way the words are used. So saying stambor is shisha. You know, here. Dan Govel is Tepach, and it's a Govel Tepach, one Tepach outside of the Shisha. So therefore, we now have lost something. So we're Mamatim Shisha. What do you mean then? In Kisha Govel, Mamatim Shisha. So the God that interviewed on the Shisha to answer? If you're going to say that that's the case, then how do you understand that Rav Yehuda should therefore say, no, it's okay. You can get away with 6 minim inside. Why? It was not Shisha Tvachim. Rav Yehuda never argued about the minimum shear of an aruga. He was only arguing about whether in the minimum shear of an aruga you put 5 or 6. But he's certainly going to be made as if we were mamay at the aruga, he's only put in 1. He's not arguing on the essential yisod. So how in the world, if this is the way you're learning it, would you explain Rav Yehuda Shisha? Doesn't make sense at all. Yikiyam Nua. Now, we answered it. However, the truth is we don't really know who said this answer. It was either Rav Ami himself who was talking with Rav Yitzchak, or it could be it was the guy from Yeshiva, and it was Yotzi Yitzchak Chabura. We can't trace exactly who said it. But what we came up with is an incredible thing, that the Mishnah is very misleading. And that when Rav Yehuda says Shisha Be'emza, he is not referring to the Sefer, he's referring to the Reisha, Al Rosha. He's going back to the ratio of the Mishnah. But the ratio of the Mishnah says that you can plant Chamisha Zerunim and Aruga Shisha Shisha. Says Rav Yehuda, Shisha.
That's all.
Not in a case where you have the Gobel that you now have 13, you can have 6 in the middle plus the 12 on top. That's not what he was saying. He was just saying your choice is your 13 or 6, not your choice is 13 or 5. That's all he said. Going back to the ratio, but ain't nothing on me. In a case where there's a Gobel, the Gobel indeed is Mamayat the Aruga. And of course he's not going to be chaylet that you can have in a Aruga less than 6 by 6. There's no way to fit in anything more than 1. That's a given. So let's talk about Al-Rosha. Okay, the Gemara, what kind of answer is that? If it's talking about Al-Rosha, in Al-Rosha, B'dah Tani Rebiyah Al-Rishmanasa, I got bad news for you. Because there's a Brisa, which Kriya wrote the Brisa, and over there he says, ah, see, works out according to Rebiyah 18. I beg your pardon? I thought he was referring to the Rebiyah. If you're saying it works out 18, it's because he holds you can put 12 on the Govel plus 6 in the middle. 12 and 6 is 18. So obviously the Brisa did not like the shot of the Amoraim. So you can't get away with that one. So that is not a Teretz B'chol. So I don't know what you're going to do, but that's not the solution. Now, Ma'u la'kriyach beit rova l'zeroa b'tocho chamisha mine tvua. So far we've had this whole idea of an aruga. Aruga has to do with vegetables and the shear of the vegetables, the chasiva, of the distance between them, the shisha, and we come up with the din of the shisha al shisha for the shear of our chamisha. Can we extrapolate the same idea for tvua and say that in a base rova, obviously we'll have to extrapolate the shear, each thing will see its own shear, that we could use the same ideas of the Rosh Torahs of the bringing things up to each other, and then we would be able to plan chamisha mine tvua. Could do the same thing, prorate the sizes and so on, and come up with 5 different plates of tvua that we should be able to fit in over here. As long as we allow the shear of our chaka at the beginning. So, could we do that? Well, mind shisha, shisha, shalokin alav v'atorah, to remove the country, shalokin alav v'atorah, of course you can. Of course you can do that. Because the truth is, yirakot are much more chamur in the sense that over there, as we saw earlier in the Sefta, if l'maisa you're over b'tov shisha, you're over the yiraisa. If you're over b'tov beis rova, that's only extension to rabbonim, because the real din of yinik in the Torah is a shisha. So madach a shisha, shisha, where you would be loke, if it was your gubya, you'd be loke in the yiraisa. You're saying it's mutter. So by tvua, where we give you all this extra space, it's over 10 tefachim we're giving you, which is way beyond the yiraisa requirement. A beis rova is over 10 tefachim. So, right, it's 10.4 it works out. So now, according to that, the kosher thing, where you're not going to be like a barter for sure, the rabbanan should be made of. And what about this question? What about ma'ala kriya, the tchila shisha, riyot meitzar v'holech? Our definition. How about if what you want to do is you want to leave an empty space, and the shiur now, of the empty space that you want to start with. You have two fields of yirakot next to each other. And the din is, you're supposed to have the shisha tefachim now between them, yeah? So you figure like this. Let me make, like we had by the case of Meisharim earlier, because Brian had two rows. He was able to make one row come in at an angle. As long as you started at the beginning, two tefachim he had at the beginning that were the correct shear of our chakra, okay? Right? Now, what about if I have a whole field, and I want my field to come in at an angle? That's, not quite, because it's...
Yeah,
Rosh Torah is based on a very popular, I think the correct term, the Rambam's term, if everybody's right on it. I'm sure if you go into the cargo, you'll see it right now. But these are simply Torah Zahav, which are a very popular way of making bracelets or of making. So they're made like that, little triangles, one atop the other. You can make them into earrings like that, or the torim that they had hanging down the side of the frontlets, they call them, the side of the head. So that is actually a triangular shape You were talking about a triangle, but this would be an isosceles triangle. In other words, it would, by definition, you can't really call it. What we're talking about over here is we would have a triangle that would be like this. If I have an either side, yeah, and then either side. So here I have a 90 degree. Here's equilateral. Here I have a 90 degree edge. They start off on either side. This is what I have. I have your approach here. And I have another your approach here. Okay? And I have my requisite shisha tvachim in between them. It's driving me crazy. I can't plan any of this. So I say to myself, look, if I start off with an aruga of shisha at the beginning, right? So I should be able to angle downwards and plant in these edges here till they approach the next field at the end of the triangle. Like this. Because I have the correct shear of our chok at the beginning, and before I said by a measure I could do this. So let me do it to the whole field. I'll bring my whole field down, and that way I only have this small area placed. I have the 6x6 plus the angle that goes down to meet the next field.
Right. We've gone with isosceles and we understand that a Rosh Torah should, in theory, have. What would make a difference? Why couldn't it be like this?
It couldn't.
Okay, then in the standpoint, why couldn't it be like this?
It couldn't.
So in which case here, you have very little space, whereas here, you have a huge amount of space, and so the Rosh Torah literally could be this coming to that, and you have no space. It's almost two flat edges touching.
What's wrong with what I said here? What in the world does it have to do with
the design there and the face and the angles that you end up here, and it doesn't seem to be.
The Rosh Torah always takes the square that you begin with and makes an angle along the same length of that square.
I guess the question is, why couldn't the angle be like that?
Because it makes an angle that's the same length as the square.
Ah.
Because your foot has to be...
It has to be at least the minimum size.
Yeah. That's what we're...
That's what I didn't understand. Thank you.
Right. But this question is what we don't get everywhere.
Yeah,
right?
So it's...
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to disturb you. You were finally talking about it enough.
This is just like this. Here we have the... Now, let's take a look at how you drew it. Okay? Here we have Yerek field on either side. Vav by Vav right here. With a little dotted line. Now he wants to know, can I come down? That gives me, instead of having this vault all along the whole length of the field, can I come down? That's my shine.
Is that like the wrong thing that you're going to have at the beginning of the...
That's the Gemara, we had before, the Meshach.
Sure.
So we'll call it the same case, that's what we're going to be arriving. Says the Gemara, well, I mean, my in b'sha'ash avodat pogat avodat tal mer mutah. Look, all she came. I don't understand what your question is. I mean, Lechora, it's obvious. In the case of the Aruga, for the Aruga, you started at the very beginning, not the Shisha. And you only had a Tefach and a Mechza over there, right? Even though each Shir of Yanika itself is a Tefach and a Mechza. You allowed the Tefach and a Mechza to meet each other. So there was mutual unique. In other words, these two Yerachos were drawing from the same area. This is Yerachos. This should be a question of the Yeraita. Nonetheless, you said it's mutter because you can be mater of all it. Right? The minimum Amish allowed to touch each other as long as you're stomach on a Rosh Torah. Because that we just said before, Mishnayim atalonit harabat, we're taking it for granted. And nobody argued on that. They were only arguing whether it's Chovesh, but the interest for everybody was ready to agree. There's no problem. So Kansha, Inavodapo, Gadbavodal, here you're saying, you start at the beginning of Shisha. So it's a much bigger Chumra. So we'll call Shem, it should be Mutter, to be Tomech now with the Rosh Torah. Why not? You've done a much better job than you did in the Aruga. You're much further away than you were in the Aruga. Should Vada be turned into a Rosh Torah of this type? This is not even a question. Lot Zur, you want to ask questions, and ask questions that are good questions. It's not a good question. Lot Zur Chavilo, the thing that isn't clear, and that maybe is what you really meant to ask, was, now that we have the cross, they rolled the Aliyah's native Allah. Can I extrapolate the din of the Beit Rova for Tmuha? Can I extrapolate from the din of Shishashish? No, Shishashish is a gift that I can do this because, I may, as I just showed you, I make a kavachomer from Aruga. If you're not going to be makbid where you're going to be mixing the Anika, Koshkin, you can't be makbid if you have a Rosh Tor that is coming from Shishashish at the beginning. Now, I ask you another question. Since the Lamaisa, we know that the Rabbanim were more makbid by Tmuha than by Yerek. And they assign the shear of a Beit Rova. So you can ask, if you want to, does this halacha apply even to a field of Tvua, where you start off with a Beit Rova, and now you have this large area, 10 and a half at the beginning, not just 6 at the end, and now you start going on towards a Rosh Tor, towards the next field. Same picture, except instead of your rokos on either side, you have two on either side. And instead of your shisha talking, you have your shira of the Beit Rova. I want to know whether that would be mutter. That I will answer you. Yes. For the same reason that we answered it before. If shisha of shisha, which in general could be lurking on the Bar Torah, nonetheless, say it's mutter. So Tom Shane lurking on the Bar Torah over here, once the Rabbanim were masked by the Gavikula, to give you a shear of a Beit Rova, that does not mean that they're going to be makhmen. You can't be serving on a Beit Tor to be maker. Of course you can't. They'll be maker on that because they're maker even on a Diraita. So they're certainly not going to be more makhmen on the Rabbanim than they are on the Diraita. In other words, the Kumra is the shear. You're right. Beit Rova is a Kumra. But that shear is now treated not any more chomer for sure than the shear of Shishal Shisha, which is a shear of the Araita. And the name of the answer to your question is yes, it is Mutter. Where are we up to? On the Beizer?
No, almost all of
them. All right, well, maybe we should hold it.